Good morning, friends. Reverend Steve Morris here. This is the talk for Sunday, the 11th of October. I'm going to be reading from the Gospel today. It's Matthew's Gospel again, 22:1-14. Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. Then he sent some more servants and said, 'Tell those who have been invited, that I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fatted cattle have been slaughtered and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, another to his business. The rest seized his servants, ill-treated them and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. Go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find.' So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, both good and bad, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. 'Friend,' he asked, 'how did you get in here without wedding clothes?' The man was speechless. Then the king told the attendants, 'Tie him hand and foot and throw him outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are invited, but few are chosen.'" We're in a really, aren't we, meaty bit of Matthew's gospel. It's another parable. A parable is a story that gets us to ask questions, and this certainly does raise them. And I think, to me, the major thing is this. It's so easy, isn't it, to simply see God as something like our best friend. I mean, a lot of modern worship songs really have Jesus, our mate, you know, our best mate, our friend. But this says to me, you know, that God will not be mocked. God will not be mocked. And we need to tread carefully in this way. You know, due respect to God. And I have no problem with that. I offer every single bit of respect that I have to Jesus. I just say, you know, you are awesome. And I think that's how it should be. And this is another one of those warning parables. And I think, you know, when Jesus warns us, when God warns us, we'd do well, wouldn't we, to listen, you know? We'd be rather foolish if we didn't listen. Let's unpack it a bit and see where that takes us. Jesus tells a story, again, about the kingdom of heaven. And as we know, when he talks about the kingdom of heaven, we're talking about your kingdom come on earth as in heaven. The kingdom of heaven is what is to come, but also what we are called to build here, in the here and now. There's a wedding banquet for his precious son, and the king invites people to come, the great and the good. It would be the most appalling snub to the king if anyone did anything other than turn up and say yes immediately. But what do they say? They ignore it because they're too busy with other stuff. They're too busy with their businesses, with working in the field, and others simply just can't be bothered. That's a real question, isn't it, you know, about priorities, about our priorities. It's so easy, I find, to put things off. But, you know, just give a bit of time over to God. I don't think God's the kind of awful taskmaster. He just wants us, for our own benefit, for our own good, to spend time with him. When the king realises that the great and the good are not interested, and my friends, you know, if you've ever met people who really feel that they are completely entitled and that nothing can touch them, we understand what we're talking about here. And they go out and just scrape people up off the streets. It's a wonderful idea, isn't it, that the great kingdom of heaven is going to be full of vagabonds and people who are not the usual people who get invited to the official function. Some years ago, I had a spiritual director, and he was one of the priests up at St. Paul's, and I would go up to his really beautiful house, and we would talk. But just next to his home was the Stationers' Hall, which is one of the old guilds of the City of London. And on this particular day, there was a very fine banquet going on in there. And people were all there, they were dressed in their finery. And I never forget, I saw a young woman come up, and before she said anything, one of the stewards said, "Ah, you'll be going to the kitchen, won't you?" And she nodded, and he said, "You go to the left." He kind of knew that she wouldn't be invited to the top table. But this parable says that it's the people who aren't normally gathered who are going to be welcomed. And I find that very heartening, because I've always felt that I'm one of the people who wouldn't normally be welcomed in these kind of things. But even then, if you're invited, it is important not to take for granted or take liberties with God. We get the story of the man who goes to this fine event. He knows what it is. He knows exactly what it is. But he doesn't bother showing any respect for the king. He goes in his slobby old clothes and just turns up. It isn't the clothes that are the problem, friends. It's that he doesn't show any respect for the king. And the king, in this parable, stands in for God. And so, this encourages me to know that my leader is to be respected, and I offer him all due respect. In fact, you know, it's a relief to know that I'm under the authority of God. And so I encourage you, friends, in your great freedom in your life and in your faith, and just sometimes to reflect on the God of might and power who is on our side. Amen.